under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, April 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line in the second hours on Friday from 10 to 11 is Pastor Chatfield. He comes to us every Friday with a lesson plan. Kind of gave him a homework assignment last minute. And hopefully he was able to listen to this video I'm going to play for you guys and then give us a response. And we've kind of titled this, Pastor Chatfield, Politics in the Church. What does the Word of God say about it in the Bible? Does that sound pretty good description of what we're going to talk about today?
Good enough title for sure.
Okay, good deal. With your permission, I've got time here and I've got it pulled up. I'd like to play this particular rant, if you will, by this pastor and get your response to it, and then we'll get into scripture.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote. I have a civic privilege.
Privilege.
Don't be telling me that voting is spiritual. That's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people, the people, the people, the people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says, of him, by him, through him, to him, from him, are all things, and you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says. I'm going to rear back and tell you something. This is not my home. This world is not my home. I've been sent out just like the 70 were sent out. You've been put here and sent out just like the 70 were sent out. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through.
We're going to pause it right there. We have about 40 seconds left. We'll play it on the other side, and we'll get Pastor Chatfield's response and talk a little bit about Scripture, the Word of God. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. He's Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson. I'm playing a YouTube video of a pastor, 3 minutes and 19 seconds. It was shared by Justin Barclay from Wood Radio, 910 AM Southfield, Michigan. he played it on his show and had a pastor on and responding to it. I thought, well, let's get Pastor Chatfield's perspective. I'm going to finish playing it for you right now.
This world is not my home. I've been sent out just like the 70 were sent out. You've been put here and sent out just like the 70 were sent out. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through. I am just walking through. I'm just renting an apartment for a little while in this strange and foreign land. No, sir. My real citizenship is in heaven, from which we look for the Lord Jesus. Some of you bring politics into the church.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Chatfield, first of all, I wanted you to explain and what he was referring to in this rant when he said we were one of the 70. Explain what he's referring to in that particular scripture.
Well, when Jesus was on the earth and he sent out 70 to minister, to be missionaries. Okay, that's all he's referring to. And
okay.
I could add, of course, Jesus said to us, his last command, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 10:15. Okay.
Right. Now, before you get actually into scripture, I just want to clarify one other thing he said and then, you know, let you respond to what he said specifically. He says that of this world, he's only renting an apartment. He is here temporarily and is actually a citizen of heaven. He's not a citizen of the United States. He's not a citizen of the state of Michigan. He is a citizen in heaven and therefore doesn't have a civic duty, but he called it a civic privilege.
Let me just say about the whole thing. It's shallow thinking. Shallow. He hasn't thought through what he's saying. I don't think he really even believes what he's saying. He does not really believe what he's saying. I don't think anybody really believes that. Because he hasn't thought through what he's saying. The problem is he's saying a lot of right things. Our primary citizenship is in heaven.
Right.
That's our first. My first loyalty is always to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, but that doesn't mean I don't have a loyalty to my wife, my church, my country. Are you saying that I'm not a citizen of our country? And I don't know who this preacher is, to tell you the truth. You're not a citizen. Okay. Because I'm not of this world. Okay. Do you have a wife? Do you have a family? Do you have any responsibility to your wife and your family, your church? You have no responsibilities here on earth. You're a citizen in heaven. Right? I'm sitting here. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee right now with Jay Green 24/7. If you got a need, that something's plugged up, you got to get a hold of Jay. They fix it right away. There you go.
Right.
He does a great job. He really does. Anyway. So if your toilet backs up or you have a drainage problem in your septic field and something's blocking your – this is so obviously. Why do I even say it? What do you do when you have a drainage problem?
You call a professional and get somebody out to help you.
Don't you trust God? Hey, listen, Randy, we're a citizen of heaven. We're a citizen in heaven. What happens on this earth is it just doesn't matter. I mean, that's just absurd. That's just ridiculous thinking. What do? You fix the problem. And you're probably better off calling somebody who knows what they're doing. You can fix it very quickly, 24/7.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll fix it. That's
right.
What you do. Okay.
Now let me ask you this question. Specifically in the Word of God, the Scriptures, what does the scripture say about a counter argument to what this pastor said?
The whole Bible's a counter argument to it.
How so?
Okay. You gotta step back from the Bible. All right, let me read some Bible to you. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Okay, do you like rejoicing or do you like mourning?
Rejoicing.
Do you like life or do you like death?
Life.
Okay, here's Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. What's better, living or dying? Well, now let me make an argument here. See, you're going to have to bear with me here. The Bible doesn't speak specifically, per se, to the word politics in the Bible, but about government and kings and those that are in authority and why we're on this earth, it speaks abundantly to that.
Give unto Caesar what is Caesar. I mean, there's all right. kinds of references to it.
Right. Now, that's in Luke 20 you're referencing. I'd say to this yep. preacher, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar and to God the things that are God's. Now, some things belong strictly to God, but some things do belong to Caesar, and you render to him. General rule, you obey the law. That's a general rule.
Right.
General rule, obey the law. And I don't, again, the preacher was making, he was saying some true things, but he wasn't thinking through what he was saying. The Bible says this. The Bible says, it's kind of a different angle. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. The Bible says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. The Bible says, Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Okay, because I'm a citizen in heaven. This world is not my ultimate home. My primary citizenship is in heaven. So that when somebody gets sick, don't even bother to pray. Don't pray for them to be healed because they're on their way to glory, to heaven.
Right. Why go to the doctor when you're diagnosed with cancer? Just accept it because you're going to heaven.
And pray. And
yeah.
your citizenship is in heaven. But the Bible says that we live on this earth. The Bible says that we have freedom and use it rather than abuse it. Is freedom better than slavery? Listen, the Bible says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. There's a set of people, and evidently this preacher that you played was one of them, that say, look, the gospel's not an American gospel. And my response to that is, duh. Oh, thank you. I didn't know that.
Right.
Of course, we know that.
Well, he's referencing a Bible that I own, that State Senator Patrick Kobach owned and had on his desk in Lansing. It's called the Patriot Bible.
I have the Bible. Yes,
It's the King James Bible, where they've also tied in United States American history of our founding of our country and how it was based on Judeo-Christian values, and talks about the Declaration of Independence and different historical events throughout our country's history put into the King James Bible. So that's what the Bible was that he was referring to. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand, and I guess I want to kind of lead toward the bottom of the hour break with this thought question. This type of preaching, though, this type of ideology is exactly the justification that a lot of church-going Christians do not participate, not register to vote, don't vote, probably will not vote even this huge election cycle as justification for not doing it. Am I wrong or am I right?
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, here's my argument to some of those, to this preacher. Do you think that God ordained government? Do you think that if our God who ordained government, you think that he ordained government and then left it up to man to do whatever man wants? In other words, what they're saying is politics doesn't matter. It really is another way of saying the law doesn't matter. Government doesn't matter. And do you think that God would ordain government and leave government, human beings, totally on their own to figure out what type of government to make? Or do you think that he at least gave us Bible principles that we can base a government on? I'm of the persuasion of the latter. Now, I get it. The Declaration of Independence is not the Bible. You've heard me say this.
Sure.
I've memorized this document, everybody, in case you care. I know this. I really do, in case you care. In my view, the Declaration of Independence is the Christian idea of government. It is steeped in Christian ideas. And I'm sorry, my fellow preacher does not see that. He does not understand it. I do think that I do understand it. I do. And you can call me arrogant, call me whatever you want.
Well, I've got this. I got this simple question as we go into the bottom of the hour break. Why then, if we are citizens of heaven, why did God allow us to be born and to be put on this earth?
Right. Our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, but that doesn't mean we're not citizens. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a pastor. I'm a citizen of Michigan. I'm a citizen of the United States.
And with that citizenship comes activity, involvement, responsibilities. They're not privileges. They're duties. The civic duty, when he said civic privilege, I'm like, where the heck did he get that from?
He hasn't thought through his position. Now, the problem is this is – I've long thought, if I'm going to write a book ever, which is unlikely, but if I ever do, it's going to be on the subject. You have to think through these things. You have to think through what you're saying. He doesn't really believe that.
Okay. Oh, yes, he does. No, oh, you did not see his face, boy, when he was delivering.
I watched it.
Let me ask you this question then. When you were sitting there taking the time at my request to watch it, what was your take on his facial expression, his body language? Was he sincere? Did he really believe what he was saying, or was it all an act?
He believed it, but he hasn't thought through it. He doesn't understand what he's saying. He has not thought through his position.
But he's a pastor. He's a man of God. He leads a large church. You saw the number of people there, probably more than what you have on Sundays at your small church in northern Michigan. I don't even know what city he was in. But the guy leads a big church, and he's a pastor, and he's a learned man of God. Should he not be taken seriously?
He hasn't thought through his position. He hasn't thought it through. I'm just telling you. Now, there are people that I know that are like him. They're good men, and they haven't thought it through. They're sitting. I said, you haven't thought through. You don't believe what you're actually saying. I can tell you, is God your father? Yes. Is your first responsibility to him? Yes. Okay. So if your wife gets sick, are you going to pray for her? Well. That's worldly. Your responsibility is to the Lord, not to your – I mean, obviously, the Bible says husbands love your wives. The Bible says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We have responsibilities on this earth. We believe that life is good. We believe that freedom is good. We believe, and God has built it into all nature, that we defend our freedoms, because freedom is fundamentally good. Life is fundamentally good. I'm not going to back down from that when he's basically saying life, freedom, righteousness. Again, the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We need good laws, good leadership, good law enforcers, good lawmakers, good judges. It's all good. That's why God gave us government. And a Christian can't back up and say, well, this is worldly. I'm above and beyond all of this. Now, some do, but they ought not do that. I'm convinced. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I got text messages blowing up my phone. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. More scripture, more discussion with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.